Good morning, Elva.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I got up early just to call you.
Well, I hope I make it worth your while.
We had counter problems. You had an article in the paper. I always read your column there. Got different countertops, and my daughter and her husband just had the house built. Of course, I helped them. I was going to live with them. And we had the granite countertops put on in the kitchen.
Okay, and what's the problem with them?
Well, they turned dark in places. It wasn't covered over. Some places where they had things setting, you know, large things, stayed light like they were. They were like a light beige and black.
Okay.
And seemed like another little color in there. And they turned dark. And she called the people that installed them, and they don't seem to want to do anything about it, so they never heard of that before.
Well,
you know, why should have happened? Did she put something on them that did it? And she said, no, she did just what they told her. They told her to use a certain cleaner, usually, and I didn't know if that was necessary, but that's what she does.
Well, first of all, here, let me tell you real quickly what it is. Number one, the different granites, that first of all, they make excellent countertops, but they are porous. In other words, they're, even though the surface looks polished, there are these small little micro cracks, and liquids can get down into them and actually turn them darker. But generally, if the liquid dries out, the top goes back to its original color. When granite is installed, it's supposed to be sealed. There are some fantastic sealers.
Yeah, they did seal it.
Okay, all right. And I would. What happens if in these light areas she gets it wet? Does it darken up like the rest of the top or not? Has she tried to do that?
If she gets it wet.
Yeah, in other words, I would go to one of the areas where it's light colored, and I would actually pour some water onto it and walk away.
Well, I think she's tried just this and that and that, and she had them to come out and look at it, and they seemed to like, well, never know that to happen before. And
well, I'll tell you what I would do is I would try to test it. I'd try to put some water and just pour some water onto one of those light areas and walk away from it. Let it sit for an hour or two. Okay?
You think that would do?
Well, I just want to do an experiment. I want to see if it's moisture-related. I want to see if this... Because the areas that were covered up were obviously never getting wiped off. You know, and maybe I just want to be able to see how good that sealer was originally.
You know, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so do that, and then I want you to call me back, okay?
Well,
so,
some of the areas under there was just under the cabinet tops, you know, where it just kind of shaded.
Well, it's generally the granites are not photoreactive. They're not like that. They're generally not photoreactive. They don't change in color from the sunlight. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
So try that,
noticeable.
I know. Well, try that, and then call me back or send me some photos. I'd love to see photos of it. How's that sound?
I think she can get some photos. They have a camera on them.
Okay.
I had another problem. It's just a yes or no, I guess.
Okay, yeah, we got to go quickly because I got to go to a break. So.
Under the floor, we have a crawl space, and they put supposedly a vapor barrier under there to keep dampness, you know, humidity out.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that just regular plastic, or is that a special?
Well, if you want to do it the right way, you put a special one in, and I've got a column about that at my website.
Well,
if you go back to the website, and on the left-hand side, there's a navigation word there that says vapor retarders. And
yeah.
if you read those two columns, it'll tell you exactly which one to get.
Well, I know in your writing about it, you said it's supposed to go up the wall piece.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you got to buy the right material, and you got to put it in the right way. And
well,
if they haven't done
it... I don't know if that goes up. Down there one time, but I didn't. No, if it went up the wall, I didn't remember.
Well, you have to go back and look, Alva. How's that sound?
Okay,
what about
brick sealing? Is all brick supposed to be sealed?
It'd be a good idea, and I've got a column about that, too.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks, Alva.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for waking up.
I enjoy reading your paper. We take the Lexington Herald.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a great paper.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.